And we are getting closer. Exactly 3 weeks today, the 2014 NHL draft. And one player who is going to be front and center in the top five, Leon Draisaitl, who had a very good season with the Prince Albert Razors, a ridiculous finish to the season, finished up with 105 points. General manager who brought him into the Prince Albert Raiders organization, Bruno Campisi, joins us. Bruno, how you doing?
Great. How you doing?
I am doing very well. You know Draisaitl better than most. You see him all the time. You know, the one criticism it seems to have is consistency, or some people maybe say a lack of drive. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that a couple of times, and I find it interesting because I was with I did this show yesterday with the Fan 960 in Calgary, and, you know, I was an assistant coach with the Calgary Hitmen for 2 years. In that time, Ryan Getzlaf was going through the draft, and everyone kept talking about, you know, this and that about Ryan, about his inconsistent play, and sometimes he doesn't look engaged and so on and so forth. And, you know, the head coach at that time, Rich Crom, and I would be looking at each other going, the guy, what are these guys talking about? Because we all felt that he should be a top five, top 10 player in that draft. And he slid all the way to number 19. And, you know, looking back at it, it's hindsight right now. I look back at it and I'm thinking like, man, I don't think, you know, name me, and that was a very good draft, don't get me wrong, but, you know, name me five, six players that you want ahead of Ryan Getzlaf right now. And, you know, I look at the inconsistency part of Leon's game, and he started off, he had a great first third. He had a great last third of the season. There was a big hiccup, and that was in the middle part of our schedule, but it was not in isolation. It was our whole team struggled through a stretch of basically 2 months, and part of that issue was, I think Leon, when he was named to play for Team Germany, he went to the World Championships. I think he put a lot of stress on himself on trying to dominate and really try and lead Team Germany to a lofty position. And, you know, it's tough. You know, those countries don't usually fare very well when they're playing against, you know, the elite countries in the world. And I think it really hurt his game and it set him back a bit. But once he got that figured out, he was dominant. He had, I think, 48 points in his last 21 games here.
Looking at Draisaitl and Getzlaf, because you saw them front and center working for both organizations, can you compare or contrast the two?
Well, they're different players. I'm not trying to compare Leon as far as, you know, how Ryan Getzlaf plays, but there is some similarities. I mean, one of Draisaitl's biggest assets is his playmaking abilities and his ability to make plays, whether it's on his forehand or backhand, and, you know, he can make them any which way you want, and his ability to see things ahead of, you know, some other players, and, you know, to really expose, you know, other teams' weaknesses. Getzlaf was the same type of player. I mean, he was a playmaker first. I mean, he had a cannon for a shot, and he could shoot, but he loved making plays, and he loved making everyone around him better. And that's, you know, Draisaitl to a T. He wants to make everyone around him better. You know, the one thing with Leon, if there is a criticism that I do have, is, you know, I don't think he shoots the puck enough. He's got a real deceptive shot. He uses a really unique blade. It's wide, it's thick, it's long, and, you know, it's. I think goaltenders have a tough time tracking the puck as it comes off that blade, and yet, you know, he likes to distribute the puck, and yet, you know, there's a guy that scored 38 goals this year, but I think, you know, at our level, he's capable of being a 50-plus goal scorer.
Bruno Gambrisi, the general manager of the Prince Albert Raiders, joins us. So when you work on something like that, you can talk to him all the time about wanting to shoot more and wanting to shoot more. Did you see him when he went, I think down the stretch, he had like 48 points in his last 26 or 22 games. It was ridiculous how good he was down the stretch. Did he kind of finally catch on to shooting the puck more?
Yeah, I mean, that was something our coaches harped on him all the time, and that was something that he really wanted to incorporate to his game. And, you know, he was taking a little bit more risk. You know, maybe he was looking to, you know, look guys off or camouflage his play. And, you know, the one benefit that he did have in our league is, you know, goaltenders, you know, the first thought that they would have is, you know, there's Draisaitl, he's gonna move it. And all of a sudden Leon starts shooting the puck. And, you know, I think he caught some guys off guard. But he's got a really good shot. I think it's accurate. It's deceptive off his stick. And I think that's something that he knows that he needs to do to keep people honest. You know, if you're just become just a playmaking type of individual, you know, sometimes you're a little bit easier to defend. So that's one aspect of his game that I know he wants to really work at. And I know he really worked at it the last third of the season. And it certainly didn't hurt his point production.
Corey Kluston talked to me during the playoffs that the one thing that, and even Leon, when I had him on the show, he's worked at trying to become a better player away from the puck. In Germany, he just didn't have to. He was so dominant, he didn't have to worry about it. He had the puck all the time. How has he made, how are his abilities away from the puck going, Bruno? Is he a guy that likely could benefit from another year of junior working on that?
Well, that's, you know, if there's just one other aspect of his game that I'd like to see him be better at before he does play pro would be his play without the puck, you know, defensively tracking back into our own zone with some urgency and, you know, making sure that, you know, his responsibilities are accounted for. So, you know, that's one thing that he worked very hard. I think our coaching staff did a very good job of keeping him to task. He worked extremely hard at it, I thought, as the year progressed. You know, he did a good job of it, but I still think that's, you know, that's one aspect of his game that, you know, for him to be in a consistent everyday National Hockey League player, that's the one part of his game that I think he has to improve on. The one good thing that he has is he's got size. I mean, he's a big body at 6'2", 210, that he will not have any problems, you know, I don't think, engaging and playing that type of game and understanding that, you know, sometimes you got to muck it up down low and at the net and so forth, especially in the defensive zone being a centerman. So I don't think, you know, that's certainly not going to be a hindrance to him. He sure certainly doesn't shy away from anything as far as compete and battle goes. So I just think, you know, as he gravitates to that part of the game a little bit more and he incorporates it, I think, you know, he's going to be a very effective full-time National Hockey League player one day.
Bruno Campisi, general manager of the Prince Albert Raiders. So, and this is always a tough one because, you know what, your job at the Western Hockey League level is to develop players, have them be ready to go to the next level. I still, you know, and we talked about Ryan Getzlaff and do the lockout and everything. He was able to come back for another year. And I know you look at Leon. Do you think, even though he's got the size and he's probably physically strong enough, would he benefit from one more year of junior in your mind?
Well, yes. I mean, for me, he's only been 2 years removed playing in the German Junior League where he dominated, I think. And, you know, if you take a look at his stats, it was ridiculous. In 30 games, he had like 200 and something points where he basically he could just go to NN and do whatever he wanted. I mean, so he's only been 2 years removed from that, and he's made a lot of progress in the 2 years he's been here. And yet when you make the jump from major junior to the National Hockey League, it is one big jump. You know, there's no, if you're talking about going from straight from here to there without any American League time, like, wow, that's a tall task to ask of anyone. And that's why there's only a few players that succeed at it, you know, every year. Now, could he be that player? Potentially. He's a very mature player that does a lot of, you know, he does a lot of studying of the game and he pays attention to the details. And I guess whoever drafts him, you know, and I've said this before, whoever drafts him, they're smart people. They'll do the right thing. And if they feel that, you know, he's ready to make that change and to adapt to the type of game that you have to play in the NHL, you know, I guess they'll be able to figure that out at training camp or shortly after that and make the right decision. So, again, I don't think it hurts anybody. I've been a big proponent of making sure that when you are moving on to the next level, that you're ready to not only just compete, but, you know, elevate your play to dominate. And I think at one point he will be able to dominate the National Hockey League level. Is it next year? You know, I don't know. I mean, that's a tall task to ask of a 19-year-old kid.
Bruno, you must have, I would think, almost every team have somebody from their organization calling you to pick your brain on Leon Draisaitl. What are some of the questions that NHL teams ask you about him?
Well, you know, they will talk, but we will talk about his strengths. But, you know, a lot of people want to talk about, you know, some of the, like you say, I think one of the things that keeps coming up is the inconsistency. So, you know, we review that or, you know, his skill set as far as he's got skill set to die for. But, you know, I do bring up the ability to shoot the puck and take a little bit more risk at that. But a lot of people want to know who he is because he's kind of an unknown. I mean, he's only been over here for 2 years. You know, a lot of the track or the information that you would have on North Americans is more rarely available because they've been over here for a longer period of time. So, you know, I just try and let people know what type of kid this this person is. He's a real humble, respectful individual that didn't know Prince Albert from, you know, I mean, when he was coming from Cologne, Germany, of a million people, to Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, of 35,000 people. And, you know, how was he going to make that adjustment? And how was he going to adapt to our culture here? And he's just done an unbelievable, fabulous job of fitting in and becoming a fan favorite. He's been a fan favorite here for 2 years in a row. And, you know, the person is very respectful, very humble. He's got European upbringing you know, just finds a way to just fit in. And he's a guy that people gravitate to. I know he's one of our more popular players in our team as far as players wanting to hang out with and do things with. And, you know, good on him. And just coming from a really solid upbringing at home.
Bruno Campisi, the general manager of the Prince Albert Raiders, joins us. Bruno, you had I don't know if you can say two players kind of took over for your team down the stretch, but maybe that is an accurate deception. You know, a defenseman and a forward really kind of just took your team on your back. That's great to have two guys. Did your young players learn from that? And do you feel that, you know, the Raiders are a team that maybe can compete for home ice advantage next year?
Well, we did have a number of younger players that certainly benefited from having two elite players like Josh Morrissey on the back end and Leon Draisaitl up front. There's no doubt that, you know, you don't get to where they are right now, the elite status, you know, that they have in our league without having a real strong work ethic and commitment to the game. And I think our younger guys, first and foremost, that would be the first thing that they picked up on. And then, you know, as we got better down the stretch, those two guys really led our team in every way, and it's hard not to, you know, take a look at those guys and gravitate to them. So it certainly would help us. I mean, Morrissey right now is he's in St. John's. He's fighting it out for a Calder Cup trophy. They're playing Texas in the finals, so he left here, you know, right after we were done, and he's, you know, played 20 plus games right now. So good on him. He's an underage, and, you know, we'll be wondering if he'll be in Winnipeg or not next year, and Leon, whoever drafts him, will be wondering that as well. But you know, if both those players do come back to our program next year, especially with the experience Josh is experiencing at the American League level, it's certainly going to aid our younger group for sure moving forward.
Talk about the challenges for you as a GM in Prince Albert, you know, one of the smaller markets in the Western Hockey League, to remain competitive year after year.
Well, like I say, it's, you know, it's no secret. You need players, and you've got to do a real good job of getting out to track players to your program, and it's not easy. I mean, we are a small market team. We're a community-owned team, and you really got to, you know, as far as the draft goes, I think our league does a real good job of trying to keep things equal, and yet, you know, we got to make sure that we find the right fit for our community. I mean, for us to think that, you know, a certain type of player potentially for some area might fit in here, it's not a, you know, it's not an accurate picture. We really have to do our homework to make sure that the type of player that we get here is, you know, can live in a northern climate, you know, can live in a community of 35,000 people and make those adjustments. We haven't had, you know, too many problems since I've taken over with getting guys here and signed. Like I said, we had to do a little bit of homework on getting Leon Draisaitl here. He's from Cologne, and, you know, that took a little bit of time to get him here. But we've had, you know, some elite players come through here in the last several years, like Mark McNeil from your neck of the woods.
Yep.
You know, we've had some players that, you know, we've been able to get here. They've done a real good job of fitting in and exposing our program. Obviously, it started with really Mark McNeil. He was the first player that when I took over that we had drafted, and he became a first-round NHL draft pick, and then followed that up with Harrison Ruoff and Mike Winter, and then now a Josh Morrissey, and obviously on Drysdale this year. You know, we've been able to kind of get that going again as far as getting players here and then moved on to the National Hockey League or to the pro level, which obviously is a big deal.
Once again, going back to Leon, how many conversations do you and Corey Kluston have with him? And because he seems like really dedicated to wanting to becoming an NHL player, Bruno, and somebody who realizes, you know, like when I had him on a show, he was so honest about describing his play, the strengths and weaknesses. He just seems like a kid who's ready to put in all the work to become an NHL player.
Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind that kids like him and Morrissey will put the time that is necessary to get to where they need to go. And he's a very unique player because he studies the game. In today's age of player, you know, players coming up, there's so many external things to do out there that, you know, it's really, I find it really unique, and I appreciate the fact of how much time that he does and study in the game, whether it's at the rink or whether it's at home watching the National Hockey League and really trying to watch and incorporate some of the things that he sees into his own game. So very mature for his age. You know, he's got a long future ahead of him. He will put in the work. There's absolutely zero doubt about that. He's very motivated. You know, he feels a sense of responsibility coming from Germany that, you know, he's getting a lot of press over there about being, you know, he will be, I think, the highest player ever taken in the National Hockey League from Germany. And he feels a sense of responsibility to that country to, you know, make sure that not only does he get drafted, but then to succeed at the next level.
Bruno, I really appreciate your time. Should be a proud day for the Prince Albert Raiders organization in 3 weeks. Leon Draisaitl, in most people's books, will definitely be a top five pick, it sounds like, for sure.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. I appreciate it.